The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oyel Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Beit Katan Daf Yitessa Menahos, the Gemara, at the beginning of the Daf over here, brings a Braisa, it brings a Machlaikis Tanoim about writing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And to move on the Braisa, at least according to Remain of Yehuda, that a person could write tefillin for himself on Chol HaMoed, to be used on Chol HaMoed. So Taisus, the Ramasla Rabbi Yossi, Taisus Shtalzach, that Machairo, there's no makom for tefillin on Chol HaMoed because it's part of tefillin. So Taisus, it would seem that he's arrived from this Gemara, at least from these Tanayim, that Chol HaMoed is chayiv in tefillin. The Tosfos is a matzah, because according to those Tanayim, Taka they're going to Shitasam, that there will be a chayiv tefillin on Chol HaMoed, because the whole Shabbos is a man tefillin, but according to other Tanayim, there won't be. Tosfos goes back and forth, brings Yerushalmi, and then he brings a Bahag, but the Bahag says that it's also laniach tefillin b'chayil Chol HaMoed, and Tosfos goes into the reasons why, based on the drash of Miyamim Yamima, and based on the din of ice. L'chala ois, that Shabbos and Yom Tov is an ois, so it doesn't need tefillin to be an ois. So how is Chol HaMoed shaykh to that ois? So Taisa says two pshat. First pshat Taisa says, because he's an Isra Malacha on Chol HaMoed, it's not as chamer as the Isra Malacha on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but at least by something that's not a Dover Aved, there is an Isra Malacha. But then Taisa says a kash on himself, but he says according to what we said earlier on that base, that Malacha is Chol HaMoed, the Isra is only the Rabbanon. So you don't have the ois of the Isra Malacha min HaTorah. So then Tosfos says a different shot, because you have mitzvahs. You have on Pesach you have a mitzvah of matzah, on Sukkot you have a mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. So that's the ois. So therefore you don't need the ois of tefillin. And then Tosfos goes on and explains the other side of Chol HaMoed being chayv in tefillin. But after Tosfos says, if you hold that Chol HaMoed is part of tefillin, that it's based either on the Isra Malacha or on the mitzvahs of matzah and sukkah. We'll come back to Tosfos shortly. Let's just go into something else first. The Gemara in several places in Menachos Lamed Vav Beis and Erev and Sadek Vav and Aleph, that's where the Gemara brings the Braisa that Shabbos and Yom Tov is part of Tefillin because it's an ois. Rashi says in Ervin over there, Nisha Tzrichin Ois Yomim She Yisrael Tzrichin Lahamid Ois Al Atzmon Lahakir She Machzikin B'Teiros Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Tefillin is an ois that we are Machzik B'Teiros Hashem. And there are days that need that ice. Meaning, Yimai Sachayil need that ice. However, Sakhtar Ashi, Yotsu, Shabbos, if you haven't tied in, Shabbos and Yom Tov, we don't need that ice. Shein Atzmon ice, Bein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Because Shabbos and Yom Tov is Be'etzim an ice. The Etzim Yayim HaShabbos. And Yom Tov is an ice. Tiksiv, Ki Oisi, Beini Uveinechem. Because, like Pasuk says in Parashas Kisisa, that Shabbos is an ice. Obviously, Rashi is telling so that pasuk applies also to Yom Tov, not just to Shabbos. The Rif in Hilchos Tefillin, the Chesam Abayis, also says, Yotu Shabbos is Yom Tov, Shein Guf on Ois Tiksiv, Ki Ois Hi Beini Uvein Bnei Yisrael. The Rif brings the same pasuk as Rashi, that the pasuk in Kisisa, Ki Ois Hi, that Shabbos and Yom Tov are Oisos. Now, L'chayra, this is Einim Muvin, because if you look at the Parsha there in Kisisa, the Parsha fears Ois, Ois Hi La'ilam, that Shabbos is an Ois La'ilam. What's the ice? The parasha fears ice meforish that it's an ice on Briyas Shemayim Va'aretz. Ma'aseh Bereishis. Now, Bishlam is Shabbos, we understand Shabbos is Zechel Ma'aseh Bereishis. But Yom Tovim is not Zechel Ma'aseh Bereishis. Yom Tov is Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim, not Zechel Ma'aseh Bereishis. So how could we say that this drosh, that the pasuk of that Rashi is bringing over here, of Ki Oisi Beini Uveinechem, is what tells us that Shabbos and Yom Tov is an ois? It's L'chayra not true, because Yom Tov doesn't have Zechel Ma'aseh Bereishis, so how is it an ois? It's L'chayra Tzorachin, what Rashi and the Rif are saying. Now, the Teretz is, Kimavur in the Briskerov Ala Taira, over there in Parshas Kisiso, that there are two different oises mentioned in the Psukim. There's an ois of Oisi Beini Uvein Bnei Yisrael, and there's an ois of Oisi La'ilam. And it's two different oises. We'll read a little bit from the Biskarov. Dehine, the Shabbos ikar shnei dvarim. Chodod hi zechel yitzias Mitzrayim. First of all, Shabbos is zechel yitzias Mitzrayim. And he brings Pesukim to that effect. So that's what the pasuk saying over here. Ki oisi beni uveinecha lo das ki ani Hashem mekadishchem, because Yitzis Mitzrayim is the makor of kedushas Yisrael, the bechiras Yisrael. So that's ani Hashem mekadishchem. And secondly, there's an ois is yikaron lamaisa bereishis. That's the pasuk of kedushas Yom Asa Hashem that we mentioned before. And the Mela, it's very good, because the first ois is all the Beskrofse. The first ois of Zechel Tzitz Mitzrayim, Lavdav Kishabbos Bereshis. Rak Gam Kol HaMoyed Eish Shabbos Bezeh. The ois of Zechel Tzitz Mitzrayim is all Moyed, not just Shabbos. The Kulu Zechel Tzitz Mitzrayim, they know. Who Misham Hachi P'tiri Kulu Mitzvillin. Yishtel Sud, that's why they're part of Mitzvillin. And they're included in the Pasuk of Oisi Beni Uveinecha. That's under the Rashi and the Rif. Dr. Beskrof, that's why by the first ois it says Shabbos Soisai. Lashon Rabbim, which is Kailul Yantav also. Like Rashi and Shavuos Daf Tetzav Abba Bey says, that Yantav is also Ikri Shabbos. But the Ois Hasheni, which is Zech L'mayis of Bereshit, it says, Es HaShabbos. It doesn't say Shabbos Soisai, because that's only Shabbos Bereshit. Al-Kapanim Kum D'Chois, that even though the Pasuk says over there, Ois Yiloylim Kishesh Yitiam Asa Hashem Es HaShemayim Es Haaretz, but the Kasha that we ask is a Tois. It's an Iri Parshis. We're asking based on that Pasuk, but Rashi is not bringing that Pasuk. Rashi is bringing the Pasuk of Ki Oisi Ben Yuvenichem, and that Ois is not referring to Yom Tov as well, because that Ois is not about my separations, it's about Zeichel Yitzis Mitzrayim, which is the Bechiris Klal Yisrael, and Mamash, like Rashi says over there in Erevin, that the reason you need tefillin is to have an Ois, L'hakashem Achzikim B'Terose Shalagun Shabaruchu. Shabbos and Yom Tov, you don't need that, because the Shabbos and Yom Tov alone is an Ois that Zeichel Yitzis Mitzrayim and Bechiris and Kedushas Yisrael. So that Mukhara comes out very geshmak, Rashi and the Rif. Akoponim comes out according to Rashi and the Rif, that the ois which is pattering tefillin is the ois of Yitzis Mitzrayim. If you say, we can answer a different kasha. Because L'chaira, we know there's another ois that every Yiddish Zohar has, that's Bris Milo, like the Pasuk says, when Maltam Eis Besar or Lastam, Vayel Ois Bris. Pasuk says, Meforish, Hashem Lach Lecha, that Bris Milo is a Bris, it's called Bris Milo. So, just like we say on Shabbos and Yontif that you have an ois of Shabbos and Yontif, so therefore you don't need the ois of tefillin. So why do you ever need the ois of tefillin? Like Rashi said, Misha tzrichin ois. We need an ois. Why do we need an ois? We have Bris Milah. The Teretz is because Bris Milah and Shabbos and Yontif are different kinds of oises. The ois of tefillin is an ois of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That we don't have by Bris Milah. Bris Milah was kind of stavah by Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu had the mitzvah of Bris Milah. There was no Yitzis Mitzrayim. There was not yet any Yiridus Mitzrayim. So how could it possibly be an ois on Yitzis Mitzrayim? So b'meila, to have that ois on Yitzis Mitzrayim, for that we need either tefillin or a Shabbos v'yotiv. And I found that Zach is Mefurish, what we just said, come out Mefurish in the Sefer Rekeach, Hilchah Shabbos Siman Lamed. The Lashon's a little bit megumgum, but I think this is what he's saying. We'll read it inside. B'pnei ma ein adam chayiv lisa tefillin b'Shabbos k'may b'chayil. B'fisha ein oisim ois al ois. Because you already have an ois. Ois mi Shabbos, ois tefillin. V'teima, factor ekech. Mai taim inami yehi chayiv b'choil an oisa. Why do you have to have tefillin b'choil? Shari yesh ois mi milo. Tiksiv un maltam es p'sar alas on b'choil ois b'rsi yes unzer kasha. And for the ekech, v'yesh leimer, the ois mi milo loy kari ois. The be'in an ois mi yitzias mitzrayim. The Shabbos with tefillin ois yitzias mitzrayim havi. V'lay avdin an ois al ois. We don't make one ois, but there's another ois. Uncle Panim, Dr. Akech Mufurish, that the ois of Tefillin is Yitzis Mitzrayim, and also the ois of Shabbos and Yom Tov is Yitzis Mitzrayim, like we were saying before, Zayi Klar, and that's why Bris Milah, which is a different ois, will not fulfill that chiv. Oh. Now, L'chayr is still Shver, because we know, as Rabban says in the end of Pashas Boy, there are many mitzvahs that are Zechel Yitzis Mitzrayim, like the Mashal Mezuzah. And many other mitzvahs, the Ramban says. So why don't we say that anybody who has a mezuzah al pischoi should be potter from tefillin? Because now he has an ois on Yitzis Mitzrayim. So maybe you would say, because the ois has to be something that's chal on the guf ha'odam, like tefillin or milu, let's say. Mashenk and mezuzah is not on his guf. Shabbos and yomtiv is chal on the person because he's shayvis mimalacha. Now he's being shayvis, so that's kilo and under sort of guf. Maybe you could say that. But the problem is, getting back to our Taisus. Our Taisus says that Chalamayim is an ois of the Issa Chametz and the Mitzvah of Sukkah. So it's Hadra Kutcha L'Duchta. Why is Sukkah and Matzah or Chametz, why are they considered an ois? The Yilu Mezuzah is not considered an ois. Right? Because there's any worse than Matzah and Chametz. So, the higher the Teretz is like this, that when Taisus says that there's an ois of Sukkah and Chametz, Taisus does not mean to say that the Etzem Mitzvah of Chametz, the Etzem Mitzvah of Sukkah, is the ois. No. The ois is the Kedushas Yantif. It's the Kedushas Hayyim of Chagah Sukkahs, of Chagah Matzahs. And that Kedushas Hayyim is Takachal on every person. And that is the ois, because now he has that Kedushas Hayyim. So what's the need in the Taisus? What's Taisus talking about the mitzvahs? The whole need then is only just to be mechiach that there is a kedushas hayoyim. So first Taisus wants to say there's a kedushas hayoyim b'haraya, there's an isur melacha. Oh, isur melacha. So that's the kedushas hayoyim. Then Taisus says no, but what if the isur melacha is only drabbanan? And then Taisus says yeah, but you see that there are mitzvahs. If there's a mitzvah of matzah, of chametz, of sukkah, harei lefanenu, then it's not a yoyim choyel. It's a yoyim that has a kedushas hazman. It has a kedusha of chagas sukkas, of chagas matzahs. That kedusha, that's where the ois is. The mitzvah of chametz and sukkah is a proba. It's mechiyach. It's a simon on the kedusha sayyim. That's not the etzem ois. The ois is mitzvah the kedusha sayyim. And I think it's mavur in the mortzah like this. The mortzah in the tefillin Yud Gimel Amud Aleph says, "Mesupakaya harat b'chol hamayid minayim b'lo yahav b'chol hamayid ois kivin the b'derat yeshar b'zis malacha." He says maybe we'll say that it's not an ois because he's no ois malacha because it's malacha on the drabbanan. I Dilma, Kivan the Shayachi Behilchis Yantif, the Gabi Yisachamitz of Chiyasukha, the Karbanites, Ois Karina Bey, Vasa Lanicha. He doesn't just say because there are mitzvahs. He says it's Shayachi Behilchis Yantif, Ois Karina Bey, El Haraya, that is an ois. What's the ois? The ois is the Kedushas Hayyim. That's what comes after the Martha, and that's Yishuv on the Kasha, that Yitaka need the Kedushas Hayyim of Shabbos or Yantif. The Ramami Pano, you see this also in Siman Kof Ches. He says, "Well, in Yitfilin, not be isem alacha talya milso, ela be kedushas hayoyim talya milso. Teida, shabahag sayver melachas chalamayid rabbanan, fu amar b'feirish shasal haniach b'yitfilin." Dr. Ramah, that the Bahag holds that melachas chalamayid rabbanan, and he says that you can't put on tefillin like Taisus here brings also. Is muchrach that it's not mitzad the isem alacha, ela mitzad the kedushas hayoyim. Where is the Kedushas Hayyim? The Ramah doesn't explain, but obviously he means, like Taisa says, because you have mitzvahs of the Yontif, if it's mitzvah of the Yontif, in the Charayin it is a Kedushas Hayyim. And that's the ois that passes. I would just be messiah with one Ha'ara under Ramah Mipano, that he fears ois there, and he says that the ois is mitzvah the Neshama Yisera. The Shaila is that the Goyin in Siman Tafer Samach Dalet, of Cotton Bays, is Mavur, that he's known Neshama Yisera on Hishana Rabba. He explains it, that's why we don't say Nishmas on Hishana Rabba, even though we say Shabbos Tikkun Sukkah Tzimra, we leave out Nishmas. He says, because Nishmas is Shaykh to Nisham Yisera, which you don't have on Hishana Rabba. The Kol Shekein, if you don't have on Hishana Rabba, we don't have on Chol Moed. Right, so and the Ramah is saying that the Ois of Tzilin is beside the Nisham Yisera, and that's why you don't put on Tzilin on Chol Moed. If it's on the Nisham Yisera, then L'chayra you should be Tzilin on Chol Moed, according to the Gain. However, the Prima Godim over there in Tafesh Samach Dalet, beginning of the Siman, says, "Ein Oyrim Nishmas She'ein by Kol Kach Tosefes Neshama Yisera K'ma Yontif for Shabbos." Prima Godim doesn't say there is no Neshama Yisera; he says you don't have Kol Kach Neshama Yisera. Hashel Lefizeh would be Miyosh of the Ramami Pano if we would say that in order to say Nishmas you need the Kol Kach, you need an extra level of Neshama Yisera. Hashem came to pad from Tfilin. All you need is just to shtickle the Shami Yisera, and that much you do have.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.